Your coding agent writes beautiful code, tests it once, says looks good, and ships a bug to prod. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 202. I'm Izo, here with Boone, and today we're talking harness engineering, the art of wrapping better tooling around your AI agents.
LangChain just dropped some serious results, Izo. They took their coding agent from top 30 to top 5 on Terminal Bench without touching the model at all.
13.7% improvement just from changing the harness. That's the system that sits around GPT 5.2 Codex, right?
Exactly. Think of it like this. You've got this incredibly smart but chaotic intern. The harness is your management system that channels that intelligence toward actually shipping working code.
Okay, but why does this matter right now? Because every team I know is wrestling with agents that look brilliant in demos but fall apart in production.
Right, and what's clever here is they use traces to debug at scale. Instead of guessing why agents fail, they built an automated trace analyzer that spawns parallel analysis agents to find patterns.
Hold on, they built agents to debug their agents?
Meta, right? The flow is fetch experiment traces from LangSmith, spawn analysis agents, synthesize findings, then make targeted harness changes. It's like automated boosting, but for agent behavior.
That's actually brilliant. So what were the agents screwing up?
Classic stuff. They'd write a solution, read their own code, say this looks fine, and stop. No testing, no verification against the actual task spec.
The confidence of a junior dev combined with the persistence of a machine. Terrifying.
So they added what they call a pre-completion checklist middleware. Intercepts the agent right before it tries to exit and forces a verification pass.
Boone, break down this middleware approach for me. How's it actually implemented?
It's hook-based architecture. The middleware sits between model calls and tool execution. So when the agent thinks it's done, the pre-completion hook kicks in and basically says, not so fast. Did you actually test this?
Smart. What else did they build?
Local context middleware runs on startup, maps the current directory, finds Python installations, discovers available tools. Agents are terrible at environmental awareness, so you inject that context up front.
Makes sense from a product perspective. If I'm shipping this to developers, I can't have agents spending half their time figuring out basic env setup.
And here's where it gets interesting. They implemented loop detection middleware that tracks per file edit counts. After n edits to the same file, it suggests reconsidering the approach.
Because agents get stuck in doom loops?
Exactly. 10 plus iterations of tiny variations on the same broken solution. The loop detection isn't perfect, but it helps agents step back and try a different angle.
What about the reasoning budget stuff? That seems like a key optimization.
GPT-5 Codex has 4 reasoning modes, low, medium, high, x high. More reasoning means better evaluation, but burns 2x more tokens and time.
Classic compute quality trade-off.
They settled on what they call a reasoning sandwich. X high for planning, high for implementation, psi for verification. Spend the compute where it matters most.
That's actually really smart resource allocation. Planning and verification are where you want the deep thinking.
Running everything at X high scored poorly because agents timed out. Pure high scored 63.6%, but their sandwich approach hit 66.5%.
So the big insight here is that agent performance isn't just about model capability. It's about the systems you build around the model, right? And what I love is they made trace analysis into a reusable skill. This isn't just debugging one agent, it's a systematic approach to harness optimization. From a go-to-market angle, that's huge. Every team-building agent needs this kind of debugging infrastructure. The terminal bench results are compelling too. Jumping from outside